JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello, and thanks for joining us. Today, we'll be giving you an overview of the National Commission on Reparations. Also in our program, Oliver Jackson tells us about another use of bamboo in glimpses of Jamaica. Welcome, and do stay with us. Reparation has been the subject of discussion in Jamaica and the Caribbean over many years. It has been included in the post-slavery, post-colonial dialogue in response to the challenges faced by particular groups in the society. As it relates to slavery, reparations is the idea that some form of compensatory payment should be made to the descendants of Africans who had been enslaved during the Atlantic slave trade. The National Commission on Reparations was established by the Government of Jamaica in 2009 to recommend the form or forms which reparations may take and to receive testimony from the public and from experts with the aim of guiding a national approach to reparations. The commission was initially launched under the leadership of the late Professor Barry Chavance. In 2012, the National Commission on Reparations was reconvened by Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna. The reconstituted commission is chaired by Professor Vereen Shepherd, Professor of Social History and University Director of the Institute for Gender and Development at the University of the West Indies. Professor Shepherd shares with us the functions of the commission.
We are to recommend the diplomatic initiatives, security considerations, education, and public information required. Recommend the form or forms that reparation may take, taking into account social, moral, cultural, economic, and international factors. And finally, we are to provide a report of our deliberations and recommendations to the relevant minister.
To find out more about the National Commission on Reparations, visit their Facebook page or send an email to jamaicareparations@yahoo.com.
I'm Romario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Calabar High Track team. And me have a message for anybody who have planned to take the tablet them, or the government give the schoolers for using class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That mean anywhere the tablets there, the government can shut them down. Those GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way, and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, them are going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further them education. Makes sense, done.
Under Vision 2030 Jamaica, it is the hope that we will hold to and build on the positive core values and attitudes that have made us distinctly Jamaican. For more information, visit vision2030.gov.jm. And now, our glimpse of Jamaica.
The younger bamboo that used to grow until it reached about 2 feet, but the leaves were dry. And we used to use the dry leaves and use them make windmill, but we call them breeze mill. We will put them in a certain way, 1, 2, 3 leaves of bamboo on a piece of stick. Sometimes three leaves, you know, on a piece of stick. And when we start running, man, and that starts spinning, you know, it was a joy, you know. And we used to have a lot of fun in the pond, because in my country where I was born, we didn't have any rivers, we didn't have any sea. Only when the rain falls, the place would be full with water. And we used to enjoy it, man.
You too can share your glimpse of Jamaica with us. Email glimpses@jis.gov.jm or call 926-359024. And that brings us to the end of today's program. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Casita Irving, thanking you for your company.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.